What is an acculturation gap? This is important to think about when working with children, adolescents, and their families. When adolescents assimilate and their parents maintain their original cultural traditions, an acculturation gap develops between generations. Adolescents and parents in immigrant families often differ significantly more than adolescents and parents who remain in their countries of origin. For example, immigrant parents depend on their children to help them negotiate the system and language of the host country. This may involve children reading letters or helping parents negotiate problems with their jobs, their credit cards, or doctor visits. Children of immigrant families have a significantly greater burden supporting their families relative to the burden they would have experienced if their family had not immigrated. Many times, intergenerational conflict arises when children and adolescents don't want to be identified as being like their family or are stressed by the situations within. They must broker between the host culture and their families. For example, a young man did not want to be identified as Mexican because the kids at school made fun of Mexicans and called them different names. He didn't want his parents to come to school for school meetings or even events because he didn't want his peers to see how his parents dressed, how they acted, or how they might appear after working in the fields all day. The relationship between immigrant children and their families is something to consider when understanding child behaviors and family conflict.